On a typical weekday, Edith Bowen Laboratory School in Logan usually bustles with more than 300 K-5 students. But just before spring break, the school's secretary, Susan Wall, was one of only 5 people in the building due to the coronavirus pandemic.
It's eerie. I just miss the kids. The magic of working at a school is being around the kids. And when we don't get to be with them, it's just work.
There have been many adjustments to the typical school structure in Utah as part of coronavirus mitigation efforts. Teachers are now communicating with classes via video conferencing. Cafeteria staff wave at students through car windows as they hand out lunches, and bus drivers are even helping by dropping lunches off for parents who can't go to the school. Janitors stay inside, busy sanitizing and working on projects usually reserved for summer break, and librarians are taking books home to repair them. Many aides throughout Cache County and Logan have pitched in to help teachers get packets together after the shutdown, and Wall says some aides at Edith Bowen were hired on as online tutors to help students. But not everyone's job has been transitioned. Some after-school tutors with the Cache County School District, like Utah State University student Emma Worsham, were told mid-March that they no longer have a job for the remainder of the school year.
It has been really hard, actually. It's been really hard on my mental health as far as having like something important to do. It's also been really stressful. It's been taxing for sure, both emotionally and financially.
While schools are tentatively planning on reopening after May 1st, Worsham says her program, which mostly consists of other USU students, has been canceled. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.